Hello, everybody. This is Joe here again for the third podcast in this series that I've created or am making or all of the above. And today I want to talk a little bit about, as you can tell from the title, how to move forward. Maybe. Question mark. That's what I think I'm going to call this. I'm not sure yet. I was playing around the title for a little bit in my head, and maybe by the end I'll get to... Well, no, maybe I'll just tell you now. I just wasn't sure what to title it, because I think anytime you say, or when I see a title of late of like, how to be better, how to move forward in life, you know, how to get unstuck or whatever. Sometimes I really need that. I really want that. I look forward to it. Other times I'm like, I don't want to listen to it because I've listened to things like this before and I just failed and I don't want to fail again. Maybe. So maybe you thought that, think that sometimes. Maybe you don't, but we're all human, so I figured, you know, if I think it, at least somebody else is, and I thought it was worth mentioning. So, how to move forward. We'll start here, and, I semi-ironically see where it goes. So, I just have a couple of stories, a couple of thoughts that I want to start with. Definitely was yesterday. I was, it started 2 days ago, which would have been Friday, and I was, had a lot of time, just wasn't a lot going on. I worked that day, worked from home, so I was kind of looking at the same four walls, most of the day, and, wanted to do something at night with some people, just didn't work out. So it was kind of just like, not a lonely day, but I guess a lonely day. And I just wanted to do something the next day, and I really wasn't sure what. And, you know, catch up with some people or friends or whatnot. So I had plans to check out, REI had a garage sale. And I'd never been to one before, and I'm looking on going on some trips later this year. So I was just wondering if there's anything cool out there. And I was like, man, I just don't want to go by myself, though. So I was like, well... All right, so I texted my cousin Zach, and I was like, hey, and this was the morning of, pretty early, probably like 6 or 7, but he's an early riser. I was like, hey, do you want to go to this thing? And I never heard back from him, and it was out in a part of town called Beechwood, and I was like, okay, you know, I didn't expect to hear back from him. You know, I knew it was late, short notice and all. But I was, it got me thinking, like, what else can I do out there? And then all of a sudden, my buddy Sean popped in my head because he's further out east and we haven't hung out in a long time. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, maybe instead of going out there at all, you know, with Zach, I know Sean couldn't make it to the garage sale, but I was like, hey, why don't I just hang out with Sean? So I texted him and he's like, no joke, I was feeling the same way. That I just described earlier. He's like, I was feeling the same way, kind of wanted to hang out with someone today, you know, and the text came at a perfect time. Yeah, let's hang out. So we got tacos at Cordada. It's kind of like Barrio. I've never been there. He's like, where do you want to eat? Like, I don't know. So I just looked up restaurants right away. That's the first thing that came up. And I'm like, sounds good. Which is uncharacteristic decision-making for me, because I usually research everything too much. I don't want to say too much. That's like beating myself up. I usually don't do it that quick, but I was like, I don't want to spend too much brain energy here. Got some other things I kind of wanted to do, I guess. But regardless, so, yeah. But, okay, circling back around. So my point here is I don't think I would have texted Sean to go hang out in the afternoon if I didn't text Zach and my cousin in the morning. And it's just, this happens a lot, like over and over again. Like, I guess it's classic. Like, one thing leads to another. But we don't know what the next step can be until we take a step in a direction. Let me switch gears for a quick second. I mean, same river, maybe down a different, a parallel tributary. So I do a lot of programming, website development, programming stuff. And the more experience you have, the more you can see problems, the more you can see a project down the road. And like, you say to yourself, okay, I need to do this and then that, and then this, and this will lead to that. But pretty much with any project, unless it's like something you've done a bunch of times, there's always something. Certain things are uncovered only as you go. I guess that's just how things are. We all want to see the whole thing entirely, whether it's a programming project, my day, what I'm learning. Thanks again to Mr. Rob Bell and other people. There is a relationship, a day and a day, there's a relationship with everything every day, with the divine, with God, with energy, with people, and like, plans are so, so good, and I have a tendency to just make a plan and say, I have to do it, or else. I don't know. Or else what? I don't know. It's just like, I'm less of a human if I don't follow what I planned. But obviously it's not true. But it's how I feel. And whatever voice inside tells me that, I don't, you know, it's there. But I've been trying to override that voice a little bit, or listen to another voice. Let's put it this way. Listen to another voice that says, Joe, great plan. I might be using my imagination here. Joe, great plan. But the plan's good, so you know what you're deviating from, which I think is awesome. That came to mind the other day. It's always good to have a plan, so you know what you're deviating from, and like, but be ready for like anything to happen. Now, yeah, just things are only in the sense that you're involved in something bigger than you. It doesn't mean you have to succumb to every whim, every request, every ask, everything that comes across your plate. Later in the day, and I don't think it needs to be, or nor do I want it to be, flippy floppy, flimsy, you know, what I want to get done that day, or what I want to do, but just be very cognizant, like, I am in something, the world, people, relationships, energy, God, like I said, and it's bigger than me, and I need to expect and hope, actually. I need it. I need to hope for interaction, you know, beyond, I think, just what I have planned or what I want. So we want the full answers, the full path, whether for your day, whether for your programming, whether for if you're planning a trip. I'm trying to plan a trip, like I said earlier, for some backpacking. And you just don't know until you start down the path. I mean, you can know a lot. But things will always be uncovered. And like, if you're feeling stuck, if I'm feeling stuck, I'm like, and I'm preaching this sort of right now, but like, I mean, I'm definitely like preaching it, but I don't know if I wanted to call it preaching, but you know, whatever, I'm talking about this. So I'm preaching it, and it's hard because like you, like I said, you want to know the full path. But like it's a little nerve wracking. It's a little scary because you're like, when you feel a little depressed, a little stuck. But sometimes you just need to just, all right, well, what's the next thing? Or I just don't know what to do. I start getting anxious. I'm like, I don't know what to do next. Like, I'm like, well, what is the simplest thing I could do? I'm like, well, I could research that, or I could look that up, or you know, whether that's a programming thing, or like a transportation service, or just what's the easiest thing I could do? Like, and I'll think of like, maybe lately it was like what's the simplest Google search I could do that would help, like in iota, to alleviate some of this anxiety, this tension that I'm feeling towards this subject. So just move forward, these little steps, and see what comes of it. Hopefully that helps you kind of feel and get unstuck and have some forward motion in something. And I wanted to, this again, it's a similar tributary to this river of forward progress, forward motion. And I had the, again, I feel like I need to give credit where I hear things. And like I've been listening to like pretty much all Rob Bell lately. So it's, I mean, I just listen to his stuff. It's good. He's got some great interviews with people. He says some great things himself. It's cool. I also listen to a lot of Lewis Howes. Did I mention that in the first podcast? He was pretty good too. He is pretty good. I like his stuff too. I haven't listened to him in a while. Kind of, I don't know, taking a break. But so I have this maybe over need to be like, this is where I heard it from. So where was I going with this? Oh yeah. All right. So forward motion, progress. Now, when I first heard this, this is very relieving. Sometimes to move forward, you have to move back 2 steps, 3 steps, 4 steps, 100 steps, a billion steps, maybe. And like I say that like easily right now because like, you know, I'm not, you know, it's easy when you're not in the thick of like the negative, what we see as a negative. But it's, I just want to reiterate, to you and myself, like, it's normal. It's okay. It seems, in a way, it's how the universe was designed, how humans interact. There's not really much fighting it. Sometimes you, and not that you, no one, like, chooses to go back. You just end up going back, taking steps backward in order to go forward. Obviously, we wouldn't wish it. We don't desire that way. But this is just kind of how things happen. So I want you to feel freedom, permission. I want me to feel freedom, permission when there are steps back. When I feel like I'm going backward, like tell myself, like this is actually forward because there is no other way forward. It's kind of like hiking and you're on a mountain pass, which is like, you know, the top. And you're, you know, you want to get to the next mountain pass. You know, that's where the trail goes. Well, there's only one way to get there, and it's usually through, you have to go back down through a valley and then back up. That can feel, especially when you're going downhill and it's been a semi-long day already and your knees hurt from the pack on your back. And you're like, man, I can't wait to go uphill again. And then you're like, oh, I'm going uphill. Man, I'm tired. So, but anyways, that could feel like a step backward. But obviously, you know, to get to the next pass, the vista, alpine setting, hopefully, some snow-covered mountains, you have to go down to go up. So that's, hopefully, again, that makes you feel good about just in some, like, inspiration and progress. And there's no, I mean, goals are great, but don't, and I need to hear this too. Two things. One, I was going to say don't should on yourself. Like, I should be able to get this much done today, or I should be able to do that. Maybe a little bit less or a lot less is all you have today. And, you know, some days you rock it and you're not sure why. Sometimes you have this weird burst of energy or just this extreme focus and just roll with it, man. Woman, lady, guy, just roll with it. I think that's normal. There's like, okay, before I move on to that. So just roll with it. Sometimes you can do less. Sometimes you can do more. Quit shitting on yourself. The second thing is like the opposite side of that same coin. And don't be afraid of what you think you can do in a day. I know, like, and I have time, I have energy for X amount of things or things I want to get done, but I'm like scared to do it because I ask myself a little bit, like, what's the sacrifice? Like, there is a sacrifice to everything. Everything always has a cost. It's probably a side note. Even efficiency has a cost because you're sacrificing something now to be efficient later. But so everything has a, where was I going with that? Before the efficiency thing. Don't be scared of what you can accomplish in a day. Sure, take maybe like inventory of what is a sacrifice? Is it worth it? You know, there's some things I did today that I was like, is this good to do? I mean, it's like pretty much every day. But it's like, is this good to do? Like, should I be hanging out with people instead? Because that seems like something I want to do and a more noble task than balancing my checkbook. I don't really have a checkbook. It's like an Excel sheet of like budgets and stuff. So, you know, or paying the bills, you know, things like researching, you know, I like I said, I do web development. I also do photography, like researching a new camera. I'm like, it has to be done sometime. You know, if I want to keep doing this or, which is a good question. If I want to keep doing this, you know, whatever it is for you. But don't be scared. So flip side, don't shit on yourself. Like I should be able to do more. I fall into both traps and don't be scared of what you're able to do in a day. And, you know, kind of, sometimes I think we let, the idea of progress or the finish line, kind of crossing the finish line stop us. I think I have a problem. Like it's a problem. A lot of people have this. It's a problem with finishing tasks, projects. There's almost like a depression at the end of a finish, I think. So that's why oftentimes I think we don't finish projects. And maybe I don't finish projects for that. I mean, for that reason, it's like, maybe I just enjoy the process and I don't like the end. Maybe I'm like, what am I going to do now? Like, I'm not exactly sure on that, but, yeah, try not to be scared either way. Just, I guess, be comfortable with who you are, who you've been made to be, the energy that you have that day, towards that task, you know, 'cause you're unique. I'm unique. I need to start like really believing that, like not unique, like I am so much more special or, you know, than everyone else. Like, well, maybe, yeah, but everyone is special, I guess, then. So you're not special. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, you're you. You're a certain mix. I'm a certain mix of things that other people, some people understand and some people don't. You're a certain mix of everything that certain people understand and certain people don't. And, I think I want to hear from people, you know, I don't know why, and I want to give it where I can, like permission, just do you, just do you. Okay, I think this is one more final, I want to say this is point three. I'm not really sure what point I'm on at the moment, but point three, we'll call this, is as far as forward progress, forward momentum, you know, is concerned. Let's see. Again, it's just do what you have the focus and energy for at the time. Okay, and here's what I mean. So go back to, let's say there's like three or four things you want to do that you need to do. I don't have the greatest examples as a single guy for a family, but maybe you need to drive the kids somewhere. Maybe you do need to pay the bills. Maybe you need to do grocery shopping so you can eat and your family can eat. And you have this project. Maybe it's some sort of craft project, art project. Maybe you want to build something, you know, modify your house, build a porch, build a deck, build some cornhole boards. Ready? There's this project that isn't immediately like or ever a return on investment. It's not going to make money. It's not going to make the household run better. It's not going to make your life more orderly. It doesn't really fall in the category of valued production, of getting things done. Yet, at the same time, it is like a splinter in your mind, as Morpheus said from The Matrix. It's like a splinter in your mind that you just have to focus on. That doesn't have to consume you, but sometimes it does. But it's like always present. Maybe boiling in the back of your mind. Boiling in the back of your mind? Percolating? Resting? Whatever. It's in the back of your mind. And this is something I wrestle with a lot. I'm like, well, you know, Joe, it's really more efficient to, and really more needed and more responsible. And whoever's looking into my life, whoever that may be, whoever's looking into my life would be like, yeah, you need to do the responsible stuff first. You have to make sure you do the grocery shopping. You have to make sure you, you know, do that website work. You have to make sure you pay your bills before you do that project, because that project is not important in terms of return on investment. You know, that's garbage. I just got to say, that's garbage. Obviously, things need to get done. Obviously, I want to and need to work at, like, quote-unquote work. You know, things that do bring in money that pay the bills. That obviously has to happen. I obviously need to pay the bills eventually, or there's going to be serious consequences. You know, you obviously need to feed your kids, or there's going to be some serious consequences. You know, so I don't know. My mind went somewhere funny with that, but let's. So, like, these things need to happen, but, like, you're not less of a person if you take a break from those. Like, the sun, my buddy, I think my buddy Joe told me this many times. My buddy Joe's very good at, like, dude, just chill out, man. The world's going to keep turning. You're going to stress all day about this, all week. If you want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, the sun's going to rise. The earth is going to turn. The sun's going to set. And guess what's going to happen the next day? The sun's going to rise. The world's going to turn. The sun's going to set. This, guys, believe it or not, this keeps happening at a pretty even pace. It's pretty consistent. The sun and the earth are not anxious about getting this done. And what I'm getting at here is that I know it doesn't always feel like this in the moment. I've been trying to tell myself lately, and some things do have a deadline, but there's always going to be time for the things you want to do. That is half true as I say it, right? Like, there's always going to be time. Obviously, things have deadlines, but it's okay. Here's where I'm getting at. It's okay. It's good. Like, if you, like, do some of the stuff that you feel the pressure of the needs that need to get done. You know, like I said, like the checkbook, the kids, the whatever, groceries. But, like, if you feel like you need to work on a project that doesn't have an ROI or, you know, or isn't considered productive before you do the other stuff, or in the middle of it, maybe break up your tasks, the production tasks with this also very valuable project, you need to do it. I need to do it. I need to do it before I start the productive stuff, in the middle of it, and maybe after. Maybe I need just as much of that as I need to do the productive stuff, because that stuff, like, it can feed your soul. And it can actually, if you do the things, and this is where what started this was the energy towards certain tasks in the day. Sometimes that's where your mind is, and that's where the energy is. And that's where you need to put your energy, if you can. Like, it's good to put your energy, have permission, put your energy towards the tasks that you feel appropriate at that time of the day. You know, for instance, morning is good for certain things. You know, evening, when you're a little bit more tired, a lot more tired, maybe things require less focus. Maybe that's good for other things. I know a lot of people like to write in the morning. You know, I prefer to, you know, if I'm going to do any sort of, like, you know, quiet time, like meditating, prayer, reading, like, I prefer that in the morning, like, before, like, the quiet of the day, the start of the day. I can get dogmatic, and I can get, you know, in my schedule, and it has to be this way every day. I try not to, but if you deviate, it's fine, is what I'm getting at. But, right, so don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty for doing things, quote unquote, out of order, is what I'm getting at. Like, this is what I do. Like, I have to get all the dishes done. I have to do all this. I have to do all that before I get to do the things I really enjoy. You know what? Screw that. Do the things you enjoy first. Then once you have that, you're like, ah, I did what I wanted. I did, and that was needed for me. Now I can do the other things that are needed with joy. Man, look at that. You start with joy, and maybe you'll end with joy. I think you will more often. Whew, that's awesome. And if things are out of whack, just keep, you know, they'll be open to the reorientation of the day. Man, I need to hear this, and I need to keep, like, living that. So, man, hope that's helpful. I think that's about all I've got today on moving forward, maybe. And hope this helps everyone. All right. Have a good day or a good night. or a good morning, or a good run, good workout. And I'll talk to you later. Alrighty. Bye.